At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everybody. I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. We're going to get into this Before the 90 Days, episode 9 episode. Happy Sunday night. It's 90 Day Fiancé Sunday. We're going to get into this episode. Kara's going to join us. And we're going to break down some of the train wreck, or Kara said it was more of a dumpster fire tonight. Hey, Gina. Hey, y'all. Jota. Hi, it was a dumpster fire tonight. We're going to get into the Chitty and Renee scenes. We're going to get into the Tiger Puff and Adnan and Brian. You know, I just can't wait to get into it. Let's get Kara in here so we can break this down. Hi, Gina. How is everybody doing? It's almost Halloween, which is my favorite holiday, guys. So I'm really excited about that. Well, hello, Kara.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay.
So tonight was a really interesting episode, right? We got some Vanja and Boja, and we got some Matilda and Niles, Renee and Chitty, Tiger Puff and Adnan. Now I feel like we got a lot of good variations, right? Of
just, Tiger Puff. I'm never calling her anything different. It's always going to be Tiger Puff.
Good conscience. Call her Tiger Lily. I just can't do it. Yes. I just can't. So it has to be Tiger Puff. That's the closest that I'm going to get to this ridiculous bull crap that she goes by. I just can't. Yes. Right? I just can't. I can't in good conscience. Every time I hear Adnan say Tiger Lily, I laugh a little bit because he sounds a little weird saying it. And I feel like anybody would at this point. Like, yes. Anybody would. I can't call this grown adult woman Tiger Lily. I just won't. She's Tiger Puff. She is, and she's always going to be Tiger Puff. It was either that
absolutely
or Fruit Loop, but I don't want to use Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop is far more offending, though.
I mean, I didn't want it to come across as offensive, so I was like, I'll just go with Tiger Puff. But Fruit Loop was what came to mind first. I was like, she's basically she's a Fruit Loop, you know, like she's weird. Hey, Gemma. So let's get into this Boja and Vanja, because I have a lot of questions, right? So Vanja finally got to Croatia and Bozo, I've been calling him Bozo. He meets her at the airport with a house plant. Ironic, because he doesn't have his own house. He meets her at the airport. Right. Which, what's she going to do with that? Because you can't bring a house plant on a plane back home. So, yeah. Right. So he gets there. He hugs her. He won't kiss her. And he takes her to a cooking class where he announces to everyone at the cooking class that they're just good friends. Oh, and another thing that I can't put my finger on is when he's being serious versus when he's trying to be funny.
I can't stand this guy. Funny, serious, or otherwise. I cannot stand
him. Well, I don't know if he's funny, and I think that might be why I can't realize I can't decipher between what's supposed to be a joke and when he's supposed to be, or maybe he's never serious. Like, maybe he's one of those people where everything's a joke, because I mean, he is a 38-year-old man who lives with his mom and his aunt. Everything is probably not very serious. So I just, he's a bozo.
He's a whole joke.
He's a bozo.
Yes.
And he announces to the people at the cooking class that they're just friends. And then that was one thing. But then Vanja rents this beautiful apartment for the 3 weeks that she's there, because she obviously can't live with his mom. And she is hoping that he's going to stay with her. And then within 2 minutes of dropping her off, he leaves. No hug, no kiss, nothing. And I'm just really confused, because he said in his little package, he's like, I feel like she's too good for me and I don't deserve her. And I was like, you feel right. You're like, you feel right. Yep. She's got a good ass job, 4 good jobs. She's intelligent. She's beautiful. She's way too good for you. And then she gets there and he treats her like she's worthless. So I'm really confused at his game. Like, what type of flex is that?
I feel like this is a TLC prank. Okay. And this might be because I have the mentality of a 12-year-old. Which is very possible. But his name is Bozo. I can't stop calling her Vagina. And his mom's name is Marijuana. Like, is this a prank?
I like the Vagina. Stop. I didn't think of that one. See, this is why we work so well together.
This whole group of people is just names to me. Well, they're just words.
It's ironic that all of their names are something that would describe the way that they're acting. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Because that's really weird too. Because he acts like a clown, and his name is Bozo.
Mom acts like she's stoned.
Yeah, she's super chill. You know, she definitely seemed like somebody who just smoked a blunt, and she's just like, you know, her life is a complete mess. She got a 38-year-old man living in her house, but she's just chill. You know, she just smoked a blunt. She's good. You know, and another ironic thing, because I was like, she bought him a car air freshener. What if that's his mom's car? I don't know that.
It has to be. There's no way he has a car.
Why would he have a car?
He doesn't have a job.
What would you need a car for? Right? Because that was my first thing. Because I was like, well, he doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a job. Why would he have a car? So I thought it was really interesting that she bought him an air freshener for a car, because she doesn't even realize he doesn't even have a car. And I'm just really confused, though, because he would have been hitting the jackpot. Because my first thing was, I was like, this is an unemployed man. He probably wants to move to the U.S. She's got four jobs. He's looking for a Josh and Lily situation, right? Because I was like, he can move into her house and insert himself into her life. Kind of like what Faith is trying to do, or what Lauren wants to do to Faith.
None of that. None of that. He wants to be on TV. He's in love with his ex. This is just a brief moment in time for him, and that's a wrap.
So you think him doing a show, chasing after another woman, would make his ex reconsider taking him back?
I don't think that they ever broke up. I think he just wanted to be on the show, and that's the way to get money.
Oh, so when he ghosted Vanja and was getting back with his ex, you think that it never ended? Yep. You think that when he found out...
Look, I'm gonna go be with a super successful woman named Vagina. My mom, Marijuana's okay with it. And we're gonna just be fine, because we'll collect these TLC checks. And then once the show's over, I'll never see her again. And we'll be set. And that'll be my job.
I mean, I can see that. Because, okay, so who just said that? Laura said he's not into her at all. I feel the same way. I feel like there's no physical attraction. And we're going to see next week. Because she's going to ask him flat out, you know, do you feel like this is a relationship? And he's like, oh, do you mean like a romantic relationship? We didn't get the answer. But I do feel like there's no romantic attraction between the two of them, which I think is really interesting, because they've been talking for 8 months and he convinced her to fly across the world. You know, this woman isn't stupid. You know, you can spot a stupid person from a mile away. I feel like he would have had to lead her on to some extent for her to leave her four jobs and her life in Orlando to fly all the way to Croatia to think that she's building something. So if you're right, he played her well. Right? Like, he's a good actor. He made her believe that they were actually building something. But Laura said, when she arrived, there was no connection. He's not into her. He didn't want to kiss her.
Seriously hugged at the airport, just like I hug my sister when I see her.
Yeah, I hug my mom like that, because we live far away. So when we don't see...
It's been a long time since I've seen you. I don't want to let go just yet. I'm going to relish in the moment. But that's a wrap. I'm certainly not going to make out with him.
Well, no, we're not that type of family. I'm not from Alabama. Right. Hey, bestie. My bestie Kimberly is here. Everybody say hi to my bestie Kimberly. Yeah, but I feel bad for her, because I do like Vanja. I feel like she's a nice, innocent, decent human being. We don't get a lot of those, you know, on the show. And I do think she's a decent person. I don't think that she's got like a ill will or negative intention.
I think she's great. I just think she's super naive.
Yes, I think you're right. I think that she's the type of person that you can piss on and then tell them that it's drizzling outside, and she, whatever you say goes. Yeah. And I think that she is obsessed with the idea of having a man, a Croatian man that she finds attractive. You know, and I think
she's with a pro basketball player, for crying out loud.
I mean,
she's not thinking with a basement mama's boy. So
that is definitely...
I mean, you just told all your friends, I have a boyfriend in Croatia. He's a pro basketball player. He's going to be the best thing that ever happened to me. You meet him. We're just nice friends. He won't even stay with me. He won't stay the night with me. He won't kiss me at the airport. This guy is totally with his ex. And he just wants to be. That's it.
It has to be that because she's beautiful. You know, like it's not like she catfished him. Because, you know, we've watched situations where, remember, Rebecca, Rebecca and Zayed, she catfished him. I mean, Rebecca's beautiful, but the pictures that she was sending Zayed was like a 12-year younger version of herself.
Yep.
You know, like that's not what happened. Vanja's the girl from the pictures. Like she didn't play him. She didn't catfish him. He just doesn't want to be with her, which is fine. You know, I hope that she doesn't get caught up and send him money or ruin herself in the process because he's clearly in this for himself. And I don't know what he wants to get out of it other than paychecks.
Yeah.
Right? I can't even imagine because, I mean, he could have at least, like, added her to the list, you know, the bedpost list, but he's not even into her in that way. So
he wouldn't even sleep on the couch in her super nice apartment hotel.
That was a very, very nice Airbnb, right? Yep. Like, that was very nice. I would have slept in there. It looked clean.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, Vanja, I see you. But even, I think that him staying there, like you said, it would have pissed off his girlfriend. Because she was like, that's not part of the deal. You're doing the show. You didn't say you're going to sleep with her. You know, and I feel like he's got to be careful, you know, and I'm hoping that she figures it out while she's there. Okay, so I want to talk about Renee and Chidi because Chidi has come to the realization that love is not enough, I guess is the best way to put it, because he really does love Renee, which I don't understand how, but he's understanding that tolerating her as a human being is not something that he can handle. You know, he can love her, but also not be able to tolerate her and her attitude. And his sister,
he is living proof. He's living proof that love is not blind. Sorry, but I had to say it because
it's not blind. It's not. You're right. He's figured out that even not being able to see, he can see the bullshit that she brings to the relationship. Yep. And, you know, having the conversation with Victoria, it was really hard to watch Victoria because she knows so deep in her soul that Renee is a psychopath and she's not the right person for her brother, but she also knows that Chidi has to make that decision on his own. And sometimes you have to let people make horrible decisions and learn from them. You know, like she can't do it for him. And you could see the pain in her face knowing that it's a possibility that he might give this woman another chance.
That whole family, Chidi's whole family, is like the most empathetic, caring, like genuinely kind-hearted people. Like the sister says, I don't want to let you go, but I understand you need love. And if you need me to step back, I will. Chidi is actually feeling Renee's pain. I call her Rain. He's feeling Renee's pain, even though she's being a total freaking devil to him. He's like, I could feel her hurt. I could feel this. They're so kind-hearted. And it just pisses me off that much more that she's shitting in his face.
Yeah. I think Victoria used the term war mentality.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so accurate to describe the way she's shitting on them. Everyone is an enemy to her, and I think it's because of her past. She told us that when she was 3 months pregnant with her daughter, her baby daddy hugged her, said goodbye, and she hasn't seen him since. And then she's had other, relationships.
Honestly, lucky she got a freaking hug. Because I'd have kicked her in the ass and told her goodbye.
I mean, she's awful, right? Her attitude. Yeah. And again, I think that if he left her and never came back, there's a reason. There's no reason to ever leave your child and never come back. I want to make that clear.
Absolutely.
There's no reason. But I do think that, you know, she made herself out to be the victim in that. And, you know, she's like, oh, my other exes were, you know, horrible, or they were addicts, or they were on drugs and their addiction. There's all these issues.
I mean, I would have done drugs if I was with her. I'd do drugs right now if I had to be with her.
But
it pisses me off that she keeps saying his false faith. Like, who are you to say what somebody's faith is?
Well,
you have no control over what somebody believes in.
She doesn't like his faith because it doesn't align with her banging him. Did you notice that?
So she goes and buys lingerie so he can come and see her that he can't see. I'll buy lingerie, and then he can come and see me. This bitch is crazy.
I wasn't gonna say it. But the fact that she bought lingerie and she's like, this is for Chitty. Hey, Amber. And she was like, this is for Chitty. I was like, Amber. Okay, this is really like knocking on the door of a crazy person. Because lingerie is nice.
She's insane.
But the idea that you bought lingerie for him to see, you know he can't see. Like, this is getting to the point where I'm beginning to think that it's like an inside joke with her. Because she also said in the other episode, she was like, something along the lines of, you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm beginning to think that these are underhanded puns at his vision. Like, I know that we say things that are like a figure of speech, but I was like, the fact that you went to the store and bought lingerie and was like, I'm going to buy this so he can see me in it. Like, now I think you're just being rude. That's exactly how I feel. And I'm like, yeah.
He's an asshole. She's an asshole.
I really do believe that. Oh, man. Okay, so I think the best part that we're going to get in the next couple of weeks is he's going to go to her hotel to dump her. She's going to be wearing lingerie thinking that she's going to get banged out. And I think this is going to be the best scene so far because shit's going to finally hit the fan because she's under the impression that he wants to see her because he wants her back. And he's actually there to be like, I need you to leave my country, never come back, lose my number, leave me alone, go back to the chicken lady town that you live in. And I just can't wait to see that scene because I don't know how she's going to react. I really kind of hope, because we saw them on the beach, I really kind of hope that they're able to have that conversation with somebody there. I hate to say this, but I feel like she is a loose cannon and I feel like he needs to be protected because I feel like, because I said when I was watching the preview, I was like, is she going to hit him? Like when
that's how I feel. And also we know TLC's not going to step in and stop it.
Until after TLC. They'll ask them if they're okay after, but they're not going to stop her. And somebody on Twitter was like, and if she does hit him, he'll never see it coming. And I was like, see, I can't with y'all in these jokes. I can't with y'all. I was like, stop. This is wrong, but it's true. He can't block it. Okay. That's why I need somebody to be there to protect him. Cause you know, me and you, if somebody takes a swing, we can block it. You know, we can see it, but he cannot. So that was my worry. Cause she kind of was like going into her Incredible Hulk. You know, when she saw the chicken about to be cut, his head cut off, she went into that Incredible Hulk and she started getting red and her face started doing weird stuff and it looked like she was going to turn into a werewolf. And that's kind of how it felt like when he was telling her how effed up in the head she was, she started like converting and convulsing into the crazy lady. And I was like, is somebody going to protect him? No, because now I'm worried because like he can't see her coming. And if she attacks him, because you know, with Angela, Michael could see that she was coming. He could go run in the other direction. You know, there are people there to help him. But with Chitty, he don't know what's going on. So I need to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, with this chick, that there's something you can't actually go and say, all of my exes are crazy. My first kid's dad left me. My second kid's dad left me. Everybody got on drugs. Everybody told me goodbye. Nobody ever loved me. Blah, 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 and then act like that and expect any kind of sympathy.
You know who did that? You remember Chris and Jamie? Chris did that. She was like, all of her exes were psychos and everyone was a gangster and the world hated her. And I was like, okay, if you've dated like 5 people, all 5 of them turned out to be horrible, you don't take any responsibility in that? Like, even the idea that you pick them, right? Because you can't date people that you don't approve of, so you pick... either you're the problem or your selection is the problem, but you have to take a little bit of responsibility in the idea that every single person you ever dated turned out to be a douchebag, right? Like,
three entirely different scenarios and one common denominator. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I want to talk about Tiger Puff and Adnan because they've been gone. Well, they've been separated from each other for almost 2 months. And to Tiger Puff's surprise, her husband is very controlling. And apparently she doesn't own a TV or a phone or Google or has any idea what a Muslim person does. So she's surprised and she's talking about having a baby. So in the same breath, she's like, oh, well, we have all these issues and he's controlling and I don't like it, but we also need to have a baby like right now. Yeah. And I was like, so y'all don't get along. You don't see eye to eye. You don't like the way he treats you. Okay, so there was a chiropractor visit that she had, right? I've been to a chiropractor a bunch of times, especially after a car accident or something. It's pertinent to getting your body, you know, back in order. There's nothing sexual whatsoever about going to the chiropractor. Okay, so the last two times I went, it was a guy. And then I think before that, it was a woman. Didn't really matter because nothing sexual was going on. They were making sure that I felt better. Like, literally nothing. So he didn't like the idea that her medical professional, the chiropractor, was a man. He wanted her to switch over to it being a woman. And then the weirdest thing came to my mind, because I was like, is he aware that we have women that are lesbian or bisexual? So like the idea that he thinks that men are the problem, I was like, I know people personally that were in a monogamous heterosexual relationship and the husband's wife left him for a woman.
Yeah.
So I was like,
you're
confused as hell if you think that men are the only threat to your wife and you. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And vice versa. There's women who were in a straight monogamous relationship with a man, and the man left that person for a man. Isn't that kind of how the Kenny and Armando situation came about? Remember, Armando was with his wife, and they had a beautiful daughter. And then Kenny was with his wife, and they had two beautiful children. And so he's so confused at what's important. And I get it. I know that his religion makes him very closed-minded. He's not open-minded. He doesn't understand the big grand scheme of the world. Like, he doesn't understand that when you're, a 22.
He's 22. She's literally twice his age.
Yeah.
So she has double the life experience. Also, when we're following the Islamic rules, so she doesn't hug her hairdresser, right? And she brings all of her clothes that she doesn't want him to see her in or that she can't wear. But one of the rules is that she cannot get her hair done by him alone.
Right.
And she was alone.
Well, she doesn't.
So I guess
she doesn't seem to care about the rules because she thinks that she can cancel out the rules by calling him out. Because like there was a shirtless picture that he posted on Instagram, and she made a weird comparison because she's like, oh, well, you posted a. Oh, yeah, Gemma, he's only 22 years old. Yeah, he's a child. I hate to say that, but, like, legit, he's a child. He's 22 years old. He shouldn't be married to anybody, first of all. He should have dated. But he posted a picture shirtless, like, out of the shower. So it was inappropriate, right, for a married man. Let's just throw that out there. Muslim or not, totally inappropriate for a married man to be posting a thirst trap photo. But her response was, if I would have posted a picture of me with my shirt off, you wouldn't be happy. And I was like, well, you can't really post a picture of you on Instagram with your shirt off, right? Like, that's a bad comparison in itself because it would get taken down. Unfortunately, ignorant men are under the impression that breasts are sex organs and not for what they really are. So unfortunately, women are not allowed to express themselves in that way on certain apps. But
I don't know. Having a really hard time with the picket. So she doesn't know any of the Islamic rules going there. She has no clue. She's the first girlfriend. Now she's the only wife. He gives her all these rules, and she was married to someone who was very controlling. So she jumps into another controlling marriage, and then she comes back to America, can't figure out why there's going to be problems, follows the handful of rules, not hugging other men, getting rid of the provocative clothes, but still is alone getting her hair done. That was one of the main things he said, is a fat, hard no.
In her mind, it doesn't matter because her hairdresser, she's known for 20 years. So in her mind, the rules of his...
If you've known him for 20 years, if you've known him for 20 damn years, give him a hug.
I mean, I think in her mind, everything is negotiable. And I also feel she's under the impression that the religion she can pick and choose what she likes and dislikes about it. Because, like, there is things that she is okay with. Like you said, she does do certain things. She won't shake hands. She won't do certain things. But other things, she's just like, oh, this doesn't seem fair. And I'm like, well, if you want to live in a fair world, don't marry Muslim. You know, like we've learned enough about that religion that for women, at least, it's just not going to be fair. You're never going to find a happy medium, a common denominator. Women are just held to such a higher standard when it comes to religion. The men can wear whatever they want, do whatever they want, go wherever they want, say whatever they want. Literally, they don't have to answer to anyone. So when, the fact that
when and if she gets pregnant and has to have the baby here, he's going to shit his pants when he sees how many male nurses there are, how many male doctors there are, and how you don't get to pick that.
Well, no. Wait, so you think that, you think when she goes to the hospital to give birth, he's going to think that's sexual too?
Well, I mean, you're in labor. They're in your most private parts.
Right.
He's delivering your baby. And they're male nurses and male doctors. He's not just going to be okay with that.
That is so
weird. He obviously has no clue how any of this works.
There's nothing sexual about going to deliver a baby or going into a medical procedure. These are professionals. Right? Nope. Like, because I remember I've watched different shows.
So
like
is a chiropractor.
Well, right. Because women go to the gynecologist. And I remember I had a person in my life that was a woman that I loved. And she went to a gynecologist, and it was a male doctor, like a young dude, too. Because I was like, okay. And I was like, ooh, do I feel comfortable? You know, and he said to me, he was like, don't feel like that. He was like, this is just my job. He was like, I'm married. I have 6 kids. He was like, there is nothing in
my doctor was a male. My gyno was a male.
I mean, it's a job.
Great.
I think that it's insane that they still believe over there that a man in any capacity is a threat to your marriage. Right. Like a doctor, a lawyer. Like there's so many different professions of people that you might need in your life. Right?
Yeah.
A doctor, medical, you know, whatever, or say you're in school, you're furthering your education, there's a teacher who's a man. Is that going to be a problem? Like, is that going to be an issue? Like, it's insane. How can you marry someone and then tell them that they're off limits from speaking or interacting with men for the rest of their life? How do you do that? Like, you go to the airport. Last time I was on a plane, all the flight attendants were men. So was she not allowed to ask for a drink because there was a man she had to ask? Like, it's crazy.
Probably, yeah. And how do you control this shit from another country?
Well, I think that's the best part for her. She can still do whatever the hell she wants. I mean, she said that she didn't answer his call for a day or two, and he went to the hospital because he couldn't
breathe. I
think that is, like, next level manipulation because you know there was nothing wrong with him. I think that this was just a way to make her feel like, oh, I really need to let him control me because his health is at stake. There's no way. I would need to see a doctor's bill to even agree that he went to the hospital. I think he's just a really good manipulator, you know, to make her feel bad for, I don't know, doing nothing, really. She didn't do anything. She went to the chiropractor, which is a total normal thing. She doesn't really need to answer to me or anybody else for going to the chiropractor. I think that he's just really good at, you know, using things against people to make sure that he gets his way. You got to watch out for people like that. They fake tears, fake feelings, fake emotions to make you, oh wait, the new word going around is tiger cloud. I kind of like tiger cloud too. I like that too. So I like tiger puff. I like tiger cloud. And what was the one you said?
I went with Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop, yeah, Fruit Loop. So we should have a vote. We're going to vote and see which one we're going to go by.
Yes.
Lies on the hospital. He just wanted her to feel bad. Yeah, Gina, I'm 100% sure. Because him going to the hospital for having a panic attack, like in a lot of countries, like we learned from Sarper, that in certain countries, men don't go in for mental problems or counseling or therapy. It's a sign of weakness. So I'm assuming in his country where men are superior, it would be weird for him to go in for having a panic attack because his woman didn't call him back. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
I assume that that would be something that they would look down on him for, you know, because men are supposed to be strong. Oh, speaking of men, Niles tried to lie to Matilda. And I think he learned a really hard lesson about women on this episode. And he didn't want to own up with the fact that he didn't tell her. He tried to use passive, you know, passive ways of like, well, I wasn't excited, you know, about the wedding, or I didn't really tell you that. When it comes to a woman, you tell a woman what you will or you won't do. There's no in between the lines when it comes to women. If a woman asks you a question and you don't say no to that question, like if she said, hey, when you're on this trip, I want to plan our wedding, I'm going to have it on this date, and you don't say, do not do that, then you didn't say no. And I think he learned a really hard lesson in women on this episode, because he's like, well, no, I kind of, she was like, no, you're lying. You didn't say you didn't want to do it. There was all these times I was calling you, telling you things that I was planning, and you didn't just say it. And I think for him, confrontation is really difficult. So I think, again, this was a lesson that he's going to learn and take into life, you know, forever. You really have to be open and transparent, because now she's got her family's tradition where the knocking ceremony, the wedding is supposed to be within a week or two of the ceremony. So they can now say, well, if you're not going to marry her within the allotted time, this is the tradition, then you can't marry her at all. So now he's messing with her traditions because he didn't want to tell her how he really felt. And it's like, I understand it's difficult for him, you know, with his issues, right? I know that, being autistic, it's hard. Confrontation is difficult, right? Like, you don't really want to get into conversations. And especially, you know, Matilda, she's not the calmest person in serious situations, okay? Like, I think Niles is physically afraid of her, which he should be, right? She's a strong Black woman. Like, he should be afraid of her. But I think he's going to learn today not to lie to her, and then not lie on her, because he's lying on her too, because he's sitting next to her and he's like, no, I told you. And she was like, when? Show me. Like, because I was like, you lucky you didn't get a drink to the face.
See, I love Niles and I want to protect him at all costs, but I was actually coming out of my skin dying a little when the producer called him out. And she's like, well, that's not what you told me. So I started thinking about the very beginning. And he kept saying, she thinks we're getting married on this trip. She thinks we're getting married. And I can't get married without my parents, and so on and so forth. So he's been saying up to this point that he's acknowledging that she thinks they're getting married on this trip. So he can't say he didn't know that she thought.
He knew. He kept saying, because when he was getting ready to get on the plane, he was like, I'm so excited, but I'm really nervous about what I have to tell her. Like, he fully knew, but I think that he wanted to believe. You know how you want to believe something that's not true so bad that you start believing it? I think that he wanted to believe that he did mention it to her. But, you know, because I remember in the beginning, he was just like, I'm excited to meet her. I'm excited to see her. I'm really happy. I'm going to propose to her. I'm just really nervous about what I have to tell her. He kept saying it from the beginning, because the producer was like, well, you told us. She had no clue that y'all weren't getting married on this trip. Now you're sitting in the van telling her that she's been known that she wasn't getting married. Like, one thing, a woman is going to remember certain things. I guarantee you, if she thinks y'all are getting married, she's going to remember. That's not something that's going to slip her mind, because he's like, oh, you don't remember. A woman will know. If you told her that y'all are getting married on a certain date, on a certain trip, she knows. You're not going to have to remind her that y'all are getting married. Women remember lots of things. And that's on the top of the freaking list of what you're going to do. So the idea that he thought he was going to throw her under the bus, I was like, you lucky she didn't smack you. Women are not stupid. They're not basic and they're not simple. They know exactly what you said. And women will pull out screenshots, text messages, transcripts, recordings. They know exactly what you said. Don't sit here and try to pretend that you can tell her what she heard.
I've got a file from 1873 in case my husband wants to say he didn't say.
See?
I have all that.
I think underestimating a woman was his biggest mistake. And he learned today. He learned. He was like, well, you know what? Because in the episode, he was like, at the end, he was like, I do, you know, take responsibility. I didn't tell her. And I was like, see, that's the best thing you can do. Take responsibility for what you did, because you're never going to win this argument, because she has enough proof to never let this go. And it's like, if you ever want to be happy, don't ever lie on a woman and then not take responsibility for what you did. You know, like, always you know, be a man up, say I should have did this a different way so we can move on, because she will hold that against you forever. Anytime Absolutely. You have an argument, anything going on in the future, she's going to bring up, do you remember that time that you lied on me in the van when we were in Ghana and you said that we weren't getting married? And yeah, don't do that. Save yourself.
On the internet, when my family planned the wedding.
Well, and yeah. We don't know how much money they put into this either. Like, there's a lot of different aspects, because if they planned a wedding, booked a venue, invited the people, I'm on the family and her side. You need to marry her. Yep. You didn't tell her you weren't going to do it. You let these people go out of their way to plan a ceremony. They invited all these people. We don't know what, you know, in these countries, they make outfits. You know, they put a lot of effort into these ceremonies. So if you let these people go through all that, you might have to sit up there and marry her, period.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, if you actually love her, you might just have to do it, because you put...
Also, just freaking marry her. It's Nigeria. Come back to America. You're not married here. Just do it. Appease
her. Well, that's true too. Because if he marries her and he comes back here and never files for a spousal visa, it never happened.
Absolutely.
It's not that serious, because he's like, oh, I can't get married without my family. You're not married unless you come back over here and file for the spousal visa. Or that's, it's literally only good there, because that's what Matilda says. She's like, well, how do I know that you're not going to not come back for me? You know, and I understand that too on her part, because she's like, you came here, you gave me a ring, and then you're going to get back on a plane and go back. What if you just never come back? And it's true. Exactly. He doesn't ever have to get back on a plane and come back. That ring means absolutely nothing. Yep. There's no promise in that unless he really wants to do it. And the way that he's being defensive about marrying her on the trip. Okay, so marrying her after meeting her for a week or two, I'm 100% against. But he should have, I don't know, I feel like I'm holding him accountable because he didn't tell her he wouldn't do it. So I'm holding him accountable. But I also am against it. I don't want him to marry her because they just met, but I also feel like he shouldn't have let them plan a whole thing with 200 plus people.
Yeah, I agree. But I also feel like he needs to just go through with it. If they don't work out, they don't work out. Then there's literally nothing happening. He comes home and that's a wrap.
All right. Nothing. She can't come after him. Nothing will happen unless he wants to continue and pursue it further. So if he marries her and then goes back home and things fall apart, they just fell apart. You don't even have to get a divorce. It's not even a thing over here. So yep. I think that he's just going to have to put on his big boy pants and he's going to have to go through with it, even if he's scared or even if he doesn't want to, because this is what he did. He made a big boy decision and he didn't tell her what was going down. Now he's got to put on them big boy pants and he's got to follow through. He's got to go to that night ceremony. He's got to go through with it and he has to say what he was going to, or... His word, he has to go through what he said he was going to do, period.
Really? I agree.
All right, so Louisa, Ingrid's mom, I really like her. Like, I felt like she's one of my favorite moms so far. So Brian did his little weaseling on this episode. He did it in the beginning with Ingrid's son, right? Ingrid was like, oh, I'm not ready for you to meet my son. You know, I'm going to go back home. You stay at your hotel. He weaseled his ass to her house and forced his way into meeting her son. And then he did the same thing with her parents, who she said, you know, she wasn't ready for him to meet her mom and dad. He weaseled his way and forced her to invite the mom over, and the mom can't stand him. And we find, well, we didn't know why at first, because in his mind, he was like, oh, she doesn't like me because I'm in a wheelchair. And I was like, stop saying that. That's not why people don't like you. Like, I'm so sick of you saying that. So we finally got Louisa to talk towards the end of the episode, and she doesn't like him. First of all, she doesn't know anything about his past. I assumed Ingrid told her, and that's why she was cold, because Ingrid cooked this big meal, and it was a big deal, and her mom refused to sit at the table with him. And that, in my mind, was she knew he used to be a drug dealer.
As soon as she walked in and looked at him, you can tell this guy is a creep. Was I fooled episode one? Absolutely. I took the bait. Now watching everything he does, he is such a creep. But also, am I the only one on the planet that didn't know Ingrid has two kids?
I saw online she has two kids, one of them being special needs. But on the show, she hasn't really elaborated that at all, which is kind of interesting. I don't know what the reason is. But yep. online, a lot of the sites have reported it. And I think actually Brian said it in like a Uber ride or something. He was the one that dropped the bomb of the second child, which is really weird because the first child was with her and they filmed it. Or, I mean, it could be different dads. Remember back in the day, Stacey Silva, she has two sons, and the dad refused to have those sons on the show, period. So a lot of people were...
Same with John and Rachel. Their oldest daughter will never be on
the show. A lot of people see when Rachel posts pictures of her oldest daughter, and they're like, who is that? Because, you know, but parents make that decision. So technically, it could be the special needs child's father has no interest in it being that child being on TV. So maybe
that makes perfect sense. And maybe it was said in the beginning of the show and I just missed it.
I didn't hear it.
I was actually shocked when he said she had two kids today.
No.
I was like, wait, what did I miss?
I didn't hear it on the show. And when he said that she has a son and he wanted to meet the son on the trip, I don't remember him saying she had two kids. So this was the first time that I heard it. And a lot of people who did know, they saw the posts, you know, all the blogs, they post all these different background posts on people.
Yep.
And I mean, I respect any mother that goes through great lengths to protect her children because that's what a mother does. So, you know, even Jasmine, a lot of people have a lot of nasty things to say about Jasmine, but Jasmine has another child.
But I'm sorry, why are you having your child call this man Uncle? Uncle Brian?
I don't know, because she didn't even want her son to meet him. So, and you know what? When he showed up to the house, that was the last straw for me. Because when a mother has made a decision, that's the final decision when it comes to her child. So when he showed up to the house and he's like, well, I'm here, you should introduce your son to me. And I was like, see, this is creepy. She told you at the hotel that she wasn't comfortable and she would do it when she was ready. And it's her decision only who her child is going to meet and come in contact with. So when he showed up unannounced, banged on the door and demanded to be introduced, I was like, see, this is it for me. That's too much because now you're undermining her authority as a parent to get what you want. And he did the same thing with her mom. Well, he tried to meet her dad, which I kind of wish he did meet the dad because I know that the dad would have went off. And I kind of feel like he needs that. Because the mom was too quiet. She was too respectful. Like, she just ignored him like he wasn't there. But I feel like the dad probably would have been like, look, let me explain some shit to you. You know, he was like, you're too old to be with my daughter. Like, I feel like he just would have went down the list. And I feel like somebody needs to tell him what's really going on. Because in the back of his mind, everything is because he's in a wheelchair. He doesn't take responsibility for any of the things that he does. The lies, the manipulation, the deceit. He doesn't take advantage of me. He's just like, oh, well, the mom doesn't like me because I'm in a wheelchair. I was like, people don't despise people that are in wheelchairs. Stop saying that. That's not
like
a thing.
It's like Corona and her black people thing. Black people don't do anything, but apparently Corona does them all.
She does.
This guy in his freaking wheelchair. Yeah, and this guy in his freaking wheelchair, nobody likes him because he's in a wheelchair. Well, guess what, folks? I don't like him, and it has nothing to do with his wheelchair, but now I don't like him even more because he's in a fucking wheelchair. So there's that. Yeah. I said it.
I dislike him.
But the fact that she has her kid call him uncle pisses me off. It pisses me off.
It's scary. I want her to protect her kid. And I mean, and in the beginning, she did try, you know, and he weasels. He's such a little, he reminds me of a snake. He just slithers and he's like snaking his way into her life. And I just feel like when somebody tells you what they're ready to do and what they're not ready to do, you respect that. You know, just like with when she didn't want to have sex, she didn't want to do the oral sex. He didn't respect that. He was mad. He's like, well, she doesn't like me. She's not attracted to me because I'm in a wheelchair. I was like, nah, nothing to do with that, bro. Like, it honestly has nothing to do with that. Like, you just have to start respecting what people want. And I feel like he just doesn't do that. When every time she's told him what her wishes were, he went against them. And that scares me. You know, when you don't respect people's wishes, that is like a whole different level of creeper. You know, if a woman doesn't want to have oral sex, then you're not going to do it. You know, you're not going to try to make her feel bad. You're not going to say she's mean to you. You're just not going to do it. You know, and if she doesn't want you to meet her son, you're not meeting them. If you don't want to meet her parents, you're not meeting the parents. Just respect people's wishes. And I think that's what scares me the most. I fear for her because it's like no matter what she says is okay or is not okay, he's gonna do whatever the hell he wants anyway. That's scary.
I just have to say, I would love to meet Brian. I would love to meet this guy.
Okay, when she said she was getting ready to meet him, she said the two kids were staying with different people. Oh, so she did say that she had two kids. You know what, Kara? I kind of feel like we did talk about that because I think we mentioned why were they staying with different people, and then we said maybe different dads, so maybe one was with one grandmother, one was with another grandmother. You know what? We might have actually discussed that.
Yeah, maybe.
I vaguely remember.
I can't get over all the comments in his wheelchair. I just know I'd like to meet him because he said, I wanted to meet her mom, but I didn't think anyone could be that rude.
Oh.
I would just like to meet him.
So would you like to be in the running for who could be ruder?
I didn't even
feel like her mom was rude. I just felt like she wasn't ready to meet him. And then when you force someone to do something they're not ready to do, that's their reaction. And Ingrid said, yeah, she was like, I had to beg my mom to come and meet him. You know, that's literally what she said, because the mom didn't want to be a part of this. And then this is what happens when you force people to do something that they don't want to do. They're not going to be nice to you, right? Like, yep. And I feel like he's under the impression that everyone is supposed to be nice to him, I guess because he's in a wheelchair. And I mean, don't get me wrong, people should respect you and give you the respect as any normal human being. But okay.
Sorry, I just had to look back at my notes. And we did talk about it. We talked about it back in September. She has an almost 3-year-old named Arthur and a 12-year-old named Itali.
See, okay, so we did talk about it.
Kids were staying at separate babysitters. One was staying with a grandpa, one was staying with a sitter. Now I remember. Yeah,
I thought we talked about that because I was like, we were trying to analyze why they weren't with the same person, and we came to the conclusion, different dads. Because I was like, well, that would make sense, you know, because if one's with a grandparent, one's with a sitter, that means, you know, different family. So, and I don't know, that was weird in itself. But now that we know that the 12-year-old has special needs, I respect her 100% for keeping her baby off the TV. You know, if it's that's what you need to do to make sure that your baby is safe, I think that's the best thing for you to do. Jasmine did it. I respect her for it. A lot of people have nothing nice to say about Jasmine, but I do think that was a good thing that she did. You, as a parent, as a mom, you make that decision, right, to keep your kids safe. Oh, so
I can't say anything nice. So,
well, she's coming. She's coming back. We have to talk about.
I know.
We have to talk about her on The Last Resort. Okay, so Lauren and Faith. Okay, so this beach they were on was really nice. Like the water was clear, the sand was white. I think the name of it was like Feet, or I don't remember the name of it, but it was just beautiful area. And this is where Faith is from, her hometown. We learned a little more about Faith. So her dad passed away when she was super young, and her mom couldn't.
I love this girl, and she breaks my heart every single time.
Such a saint. And I'm just trying to understand how she ended up with Lauren. Like, it's just crazy because she told us the story. She had two older siblings, two younger siblings. When her dad passed away, her mom was taking care of the younger ones, and then the older ones went to work. She's the only one that went to Manila to work. Everybody else stayed close. But she said that she feels like it's her job to take care of the family. And a lot of times, we've learned when it comes to this show in other countries, a lot of people feel that weight on their shoulders, that it's their responsibility to make sure that their family is okay. That's a lot of weight to put on somebody, right?
I think
that she's working all these jobs and she's doing all this because that weight, and she really wants to give her parents a good life. And then meanwhile, she's wasting her time with Lauren.
It pisses me off because then Lauren comes in and he says, let's do this together. Let's be partners together. Let's take care of them together. Dude, you can't even take care of yourself. You can't even take care of yourself. How are you going to move to a whole ass other country and take care of a whole other family when you don't want to take care of the family you got here? You can't pay for a house here. You can't pay for your kids here. You can't pay for your STD here. Shut the hell up and get off my TV screen, you nasty gonorrhea-filled ick.
Oh, wait. Okay, so Gina said that her dad passed away when she was 13 and her mom. Did I miss something? Did her mom pass away as well?
No, her mom was home taking care of her 2-year-old twin
Yeah, I don't think her
sibling.
mom passed away. I think it was just her dad. So I think her mom is who she's going to be introducing Lauren to next week. Oh, it was something along the lines of don't judge until you know the full story. Pray she's not defending him. Oh, she was posting on Instagram and that said, oh no, Gina said no, not her mom. Okay, got it. Yeah, her mom's still alive. Praise God. So, but I think that she said something along the lines of he said, are you gonna mention to your mom about the cheating and the gonorrhea? And she said, maybe. And that was weird to me because I was like, even if I'm not like thinking of anything serious with someone, I don't want my mom to think that I would date someone like that, so I wouldn't mention it. You know, like I don't know, because or maybe she wants to rid him once and for all, and she's gonna tell her mom this, and then the mom's gonna flip out on him. Like I don't know. I don't know if that's some information.
Okay, but if that was the case, okay, let's say you're dating someone and she's from the
Okay.
Philippines. She comes here, she's gonna meet your family. Once she get you're very serious about her. You can't wait to marry her. She gets here, you find out she's been cheating on you. She's been lying all along, and she has an STD. And now you have to go introduce her to your mom. Do you say something to your mom so that your mom understands why you kicked her to the curb? Or do you pretend like nothing happened and then your mom's mad at you for getting rid of something good?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because yeah, they might look at Lauren as American man who can help the family, who would be a good
He's an American man from Vegas. He lives in Vegas. So you
option.
automatically think he's got some money. I mean, you just think that, especially in a foreign country.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's a good explanation as to why, I'm not accepting the lottery ticket. You know,
Yes.
that I found on the ground. So that makes sense. You know, because the mom might, Lauren might put on a good show, and the mom is like, "Oh, he seems like a nice guy." Because Brian puts on a good show. You know, he seems like a nice guy at first, and then you get to know him, and you realize he's not. So maybe Lauren gets there. He pulls out all the stops. He shows up with a gift. You know, maybe he looks like a good guy, and then the mom is like, "Faith, what happened? Why did you send him back to Vegas? You know, he seemed like a good person. Maybe you could stop working so much. Maybe you could move back closer to me." So yeah, it would make sense to make her mom understand why this dude is not gonna work, right?
I would have to tell my mom because let me tell you what, that would be the last time he ever set foot in my country.
Oh, so Joda says she can just tell him he doesn't have a job, not the nasty part. That could work too. That could work too. I
I
mean,
mean, you could say he doesn't have a job, but the mom would be like, well, he's perfectly capable. He can get a job here.
true.
Now, you gotta have a good, solid reason why you're kicking his ass to the curb.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this is a strategy for Faith. She just has to make sure that her mom knows everything. So her
I
mom.
mean, I don't think I'd go as far as saying he had sludge coming out of his penis or anything,
Well,
but
yeah, that's a
I'd
lot,
yeah,
right? That's a lot. Like, I don't
that's
know if I
definitely.
would have that conversation with my mom. You know, like, that's a lot, but I do feel like you're right. You need to explain. Hey, I'm introducing you to this person, but just so you know, they have no job and they cheat on me all the time. You know, like it
Yeah,
that's
and
so.
they're not sticking around, they're just here for a vacation.
And then they're going back home, right? Like, I guess that would make more sense because you don't want your mom to get attached and then now you've got your mom trying to get you to work it out, right? Because I really, really like Faith. I think she's one of the most pure, innocent cast members we've had in like a long time, like a decent human being, right? Like we could go down a list of all the people and all the negative things that they've done. And every time she tells her story, I mean, she's probably done stuff that probably wasn't great. We all have, but she is such a decent human being, and I just feel like she's getting taken advantage of. And like, I don't know. I worry for her because when people are that pure, you have to protect those people because when you're that good of a human being, people prey on you to steal, hurt, lie, deceive. And it's like good people like that don't last very long because once the world sees how good you are, the world is gonna corrupt you. So I don't know. I just feel like she's gotta be careful, you know, with this guy. And Lauren has made it very, very, very clear that he's trying to move to her country and insert himself in her life. And, yep, you know, that's his goal. Because he was like, oh, I'll buy your parents' house. No, he won't. You're not going to buy her mom a house. You're not going to do anything to help her. You want to move there so she can help you. And, you know, he has a plan to benefit from her. And she has a plan to move to the U.S. and help her family. So it's like, this is never going to work. So as soon as he gets back on the plane to Vegas, hopefully she changes her number, blocks him, and she finds a real man that's gonna
yep,
treat her the way she deserves to be treated. He showed up with gonorrhea, right? This is not what she deserves. Yep. The man shows up with gonorrhea. This is not what she deserves.
Absolutely. I hope he goes away, far, far away from all of us.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap. So tomorrow we're gonna come back for The Other Way. And did you see there was a sneak peek for The Last Resort tonight? Did you watch live? There was a commercial.
No.
Oh, so if you watch live, there was a sneak peek for The Last Resort. And that's coming December 2nd. So it's coming after The Other
Way. One that the other day, or was it an updated one?
No, it was updated. It was on TV today, and it was different from the one that they posted earlier in the week. So, yeah, but I was watching live. I tried to watch on TLC Go, and it said that it's not part of my subscription, but I was watching it on TLC on my TV. So, I don't know. I didn't have time to deal with that. So, I was watching it live like a normal person.
I have to watch it. I don't have a choice but to watch TLC Go, because if I watch it live, I don't get it for 3 more hours. So my TLC Go is East Coast time, but my live is West Coast time.
Well, that's not right. That's something they should work on.
Yeah, I know. That's like, I had to cancel Discovery Plus over the tell-all bullshit because I'm protesting them, but I kind of miss it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I have Max, but it's useless because it doesn't show up. The show doesn't show up till tomorrow, so I might get rid of that. Okay, guys. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to...
And I got rid of Max. I got rid of Max and Discovery because they don't show till the next day.
Yeah, it's completely useless at this point. You're right, because I can just put it on the DVR. Like, why am I paying you to do nothing, right? Like, stupid. True. All right, so guys, make sure you're following Carl. She's tagging this video. And follow me on all social media platforms at George Monsi, georgemonsi.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Monsi Show. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk some The Other Way and I Love a Mama's Boy. And... yeah, and then make sure next week Cara Deedee is gonna be back, so we're gonna be all back together next week. I'm really excited about it. She said that she'll be back the 1st of November. So thank you for joining us and staying up late with us, and we'll talk to you guys really soon. Bye.